WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
With me now is film critic Bill Van Wert, who is going to be reviewing the film Sophie's Choice. Welcome back, Bill.
Thank you, Terry. Sophie's Choice is the best-selling novel by William Styron, and it's been adapted to the screen by Alan J. Pakulla, starring Meryl Streep, Kevin Kline, and Peter McNichol in the roles of Sophie, her Jewish lover Nathan Landau, and Stingo, a young boy from the South who's come to Brooklyn to discover life and write a novel about his mother. This triangle, obviously, because of the adaptation from novel to screen, can't capture all the good detail from the book, but I think it's the best piece of American filmmaking that I've seen in the last year. Why I say that is because of the crisp, sparkling performances in terms of the acting, primarily Meryl Streep. I think Meryl Streep has gotten good press in the past for roles which, because they fit into relatively well-done films, gave her good publicity. And I'm thinking of something like The French Lieutenant's Woman, where there wasn't a whole lot to do except be mysterious or to say a couple lines at well-heightened points. Sophie's Choice really revolves around her performance in terms of her changing moods. And it's a film that's fascinating because as she unfolds her past, as she tells the truth about the past, and I can't say it on the air here without giving the film away, so it's a tricky review without telling what happens. But as she tells the truth about her past in the concentration camps, the flashbacks themselves swallow up the present. And to me, that's the mark of a fascinating film, where the more we find out about her, and it's not a chronological retelling of the past, which is also interesting. It's reminded me of some of Alain René's retellings of the past, for example, in Hiroshima Mon Amour, which is also about World War II. She becomes more and more fascinating to us, and she becomes a character who is clearly larger than life and was so in the past. And it's interesting then to come back to the present and try and guess at motivations for behavior. The one melodramatic choice from her past, I think, also makes for fascinating choices in the present in terms of who she's with, when she leaves, why she says what she does, and so forth. That fascination, I think, is rendered quite well by Streep in just a whole gamut of emotional moods, from outright fear and paranoia to very loving, kind of old world transplanted in America, an interesting eccentric character who clearly doesn't belong too much anywhere.